Hi everybody, and welcome to the newest episode of the Productivity 365 podcast. I'm Tom Hilson-Perry from VentureProductivity.com, who are bringing you this wonderful piece of audio enjoyment for you. The more astute listener will have noticed that we missed a day yesterday, so I am really sorry about that. Sometimes life just gets in the way too much and something has to give, and I had some family things I had to deal with, so like I say, apologies for that. I am keen to get right back on the horse though. I don't want to create a habit of missing episodes, so we're going to jump right on into it. Today I want to talk about something that's been really playing on my mind in terms of productivity, and that's goal setting and goals. I know at first glance it may not seem like they're overly related, but I believe that the relationship is really significant and something we absolutely have to talk about. So we're going to jump right on into that in a minute. I think we also have a question which I'm going to get to answer as well. I'll double check that just while I play some jingle music. So you'll hear the jingle music, we'll double check, and then we'll jump right on into the episode itself. Okie dokie. So, hope you liked the jingle sound there. I'm not quite sure which one we've picked yet, but whatever it was, I'm sure it was awesome. So goal setting. I want to get right into this. I know, like I said, it seems like it doesn't fit necessarily directly with productivity, but it's absolutely critical to productivity. I've become convinced of it the more I dwell on it and think on it. I was trying to think of a catchy kind of way of saying it. I'm not necessarily the best at this kind of thing. I wanted something sexy like goal setting is to productivity like oxygen is to life, or something like kind of cool and hard hitting like that. I don't really feel that's accurate enough to kind of put my name behind it though. What I did come up with was goal setting is to productivity as directions are to a journey, because I think that's the most direct kind of comparison. I know it won't make for a very good bumper sticker, Instagram post or t-shirt slogan, but I do think it's the more accurate, because productivity and goals go together like routes on a journey. You can be as productive as you want, as efficient as you want, but if you're not doing that in the right direction, you're never going to get somewhere that you want to be. The thought that came to mind was a dog chasing its tail is highly productive, but it doesn't get anywhere. And that's like working on productivity when you don't have clear goals. You might be stepping in the right direction, you might not be. It's something I've become increasingly aware of, is this the way that people go through their lives, like the path of least resistance seems to be something that people just kind of default into. Emotional responses, instinctive kind of gut reactions to situations, instead of actually thinking it through in terms of what they want to achieve, rather than just an emotional, animalistic kind of response. It just doesn't get you anywhere. Goals and goal setting, although cliched and cheesy sounding as it is absolutely critical to the productive and successful life. If you're going to employ efforts and strategies to work more efficiently to get you to where you're heading faster, better, easier, quicker, you want to make sure that the thing you're heading towards is what you want to head towards. There's no other way for me to say it. They're that closely linked. You can work productively in a counterproductive fashion to your goal. I mean, it just doesn't make any sense to put effort into maximizing and optimizing your work without knowing specifically and exactly where it is you're heading. I'm not going to get into the kind of theories and processes of goal setting. I actually wrote a blog article on this very recently. It might not be published quite yet, but it will be very soon. It should be an excellent read in terms of helping you actually go about the business of goal setting. So check it out when you can, ventureproductivity.com. The blog there, you should find an article on goal setting. If not now, then soon. definitely worth checking out, because goal setting, like I say, critical, absolutely critical. If you have any, if you can think of a better, actually, here's a good one. If you can think of a better slogan than my goal setting is to productivity as roots are to a journey, I think I said. If you can come up with something better than that, email it in. Love to hear about it. Tom@ventureproductivity.com. Don't worry, I will give you kind of props for it. I'll make sure you get recognised. I'm not going to steal it and call it my own, although I may use it from time to time if it's really good. It probably can't be any worse than what I came up with, so fingers crossed we get some responses. That would be awesome. Make it slick and sexy and cool, even better. But yeah, goal setting. Get stuck into it, think about it, plan what you want to do before you start to worry about productivity, because otherwise you're just like, you're mining in the wrong direction. You're pushing in the, well, you might not be pushing in the wrong direction. You don't even know that's the problem. You don't even know if you're going in the wrong direction or the right direction, because you don't have a route planned. You don't know what direction's right and what direction's wrong. So absolutely critical to a productive and successful life. Okay, so I checked and we do have a question today, which is awesome. It's again through the website, the contact form there. Came in a couple of days ago, I'm not quite sure when exactly, but it's from Steve from Dallas, I presume Dallas, Texas. I'm not sure if any other Dallas is in the world. But Steve asks, is social media a productive use of my time? Which is frustratingly vague again in terms of the question. So really, more detail would be awesome, guys. If you're going to ask a question, fire it in with as much detail as you want. I don't mind how specific you get. I'm totally open for that. But I'm going to assume that, as is the kind of demographic, I think that we're kind of working towards it, that you're using it as some kind of business tool rather than just, you know, telling the world what you ate for dinner on Twitter or whatever. Though there could be value in that. Let's work on the assumption that it's kind of business related, work related, some kind of professional endeavor. And I mean, absolutely is the answer. Yes, it is totally productive. I mean, obviously it depends on how you use it, but it has the potential to be astronomically productive and ROI positive for you. It comes down to how could you are using it. Do you use it properly or in a kind of spammy way? Are you investing in communities in terms of time and asking questions and listening and watching and becoming part of a community, or are you just throwing sales pages at the world in the hope to make a quick buck or two? That makes a massive difference in terms of whether or not the answer is yes, it's a productive use of your time, or no, it's not. Yes, you can make short-term sales on social media. I've seen it, I've done it. It's not the best use of your time, because that's short-lived and fleeting. Building up reputation and brand and awareness and audience is absolutely the more useful way to spend your time, the much more productive kind of game, the mid to the long term game, rather than the immediate instant gratification kind of shortcut to a quick buck for social media.
The podcast you just heard was recorded with Anchor. If you want to make your own, download the Android or iOS app completely free from anchor.fm/podcast. That's anchor.fm/podcast.